This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Top American and Iranian officials are continuing to fire verbal warning shots at each other while insisting they want to avoid war. The tensions elevated after President Trump stiffened economic sanctions against the Islamic Republic, specifically targeting the country's supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei. Trump called the new sanctions order a strong and proportionate measure. U.S. response to the downing of the unmanned U.S. military aircraft, which Washington says occurred in international airspace near the Strait of Hormuz, and Iran claims occurred over its airspace. Iran blasted the Trump administration on Tuesday, saying the president's action has closed the door on any dialogue between the two countries. But U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton said the U.S. stands ready to talk.
The president has held the door open to real negotiations to completely and verifiably eliminate Iran's nuclear weapons program, its pursuit of ballistic missile delivery systems, its support for international terrorism, and its other malign behavior worldwide. All that Iran needs to do is to walk through that open door.
President Trump withdrew from the 2015 agreement last year, reimposing sanctions aimed at debilitating Iran's economy to try to force it to engage in one-on-one nuclear negotiations with Washington. An El Salvadoran man and his 23-month-old daughter appear to have died while trying to make it across the Rio Grande River on the U.S.-Mexico border. A searing photograph circulating by news groups and on social media show them face down in shallow water, boosting attention on the circumstances of migrants who face long lines for adjudication of asylum cases at the border. A total of 283 migrant deaths were recorded last year. The total so far this year has not been released. For more news, we invite you to join us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. presidential election is not until late next year, but 20 Democratic presidential contenders are set to debate each other the next two nights to give Democratic voters a first look at whom they might want to pick as the party's nominee to try to oust Republican President Donald Trump. Although the candidates have been campaigning for months in the early states where Democrats next year will hold presidential party nominating contests, including Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, for millions of Americans watching on television, it will be their first chance to size up the candidates and see whether they find someone they might favor over Trump. Despite a robust U.S. economy, a normal election barometer favoring an incumbent U.S. president reelection, Trump is by no means a shoo-in for a second four-year term. The fiancé of slain Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi has taken her campaign for justice over his grisly slaying to the UN's top human rights body. We get more on the story from the AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Turkish citizen Hatice Cengiz has urged the UN to take the next step following a blistering report from an independent investigator on alleged Saudi involvement in Jamal Khashoggi's slaying. Cengiz says she hasn't gotten over the October 2 killing at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. She remains haunted by the prospect that Khashoggi might not really be dead because his body has never been found. Cengiz was speaking on the theme Silencing Dissent, which mostly criticised alleged rights abuses in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Midwestern U.S. state of Illinois became the 11th state to legalize recreational marijuana Tuesday, and the first to do so through its legislature rather than a ballot initiative. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed the bill into law, approved by legislators.
With this legislation, our state, once again, is a leader, putting forward the most equity-centric cannabis legalization in the nation.
The law will go into effect January 1st of next year. Illinois residents older than 21 will be able to possess up to 30 grams of cannabis flower. A new United Nations report says women's rights have advanced, but gender inequality and violence still exist within families. The UN report put forth an 8-point policy agenda that includes non-discrimination laws, accessible public services, a path for women to generate their own income. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.